If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Deuce and Mo. They tell you what they know. Deuce and Mo. The podcast that you know.
Hey, welcome into the Juice and Mo podcast, a bonus pod this week because there's actually some stuff to talk about around the National Basketball Association. We're starting to learn more about the NBA schedule that's going to come out fully next week. But we know opening night, Christmas Day games, plus the Kings re-signed Namias Keita. So, yeah, we have some fun things to talk about today.
Such fun things to talk about today. It's so funny that you say that. You're like, oh, my gosh, there's actually something to talk about. I feel like there's always something to talk about. But, like, there's certain topics like, you have a little convo with your friends. And then there's other topics where it's like, oh, no, we got to go on and actually talk about this.
Do you not get amped up for the schedule a little bit?
You know what? I do, only because I feel like... I feel like it's such a NBA culture thing where it's like, if you don't get excited, are you even an NBA fan kind of thing?
Yeah. It's a cult for sure. And you're a part of it, right?
Right.
No, you're either a part of it or you're not.
Yes. No, I am. Okay. There's a few things because it's like, yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited because it's here because it means that we're just that much closer to the NBA season. But at the same time, when you look at the schedule and people want to go, oh, it's going to get tough at the end of the season. You don't know what the shit that team is going to be like at the end of the season.
I'm with you on that.
Thank you.
I am with you on that part of it. But for me, it's like, what's opening night going to be like? Who are the Kings playing in their first game? Sure. Hey, what's the end of the season look like? How many nationally televised games are the Kings going to get this year? And, oh, could they get a Christmas Day game? Those are the things that I first think about, especially going into this year when it comes to the NBA schedule. But I'm with you. I think there's so much of people who break it down. I'm like, guys, I mean...
That's cult-like shit right there.
Don't tell me, like, hey, man, that late February stretch, it's going to be tough.
You just don't know. I mean, and then preseason, you know, you look at what the Kings did in preseason last year and then how they started the first couple of games.
Here's what I can tell you right now.
What?
I love the NBA. I love watching games. I cannot tell you how the Kings did in the preseason last year. I don't remember.
Really?
I don't remember. It doesn't matter.
They did well. And then I thought like Portland didn't do well. And then Portland started off the season strong. And the only reason why I remember that is because I was one of the only people that was like, I don't know, guys, don't sleep on Portland. And then everyone was shitting on me. And then I got to laugh back at everybody. And then everybody laughed back at me at the end of the season. So, you know, that's just how it's going to be this season as well.
Before we dive into everything, I just want to give some love to all the feedback we got on our conversation we had with Davion Mitchell. One, it was so awesome having Davion Mitchell on the podcast for the second straight year.
Yeah.
Two, it makes it a lot easier when you have someone who's just willing to be open and have a conversation. You know, it's like, we could ask the best questions possible, but if the person is just kind of shy or doesn't like doing these things, it can be challenging. I mean, we've had those in the past, but Davion was like an open book. I was like, hell yeah, let's keep talking.
So open, but also like, how do you just not fall in love with him more and more? And I think everyone felt that last year when we talked to him too. It was like, oh, this quiet guy, we really like him. And then they get to see him a little bit more in different roles this last year, trying to understand how he could play that backup, being behind De'Aaron Fox and everything. And then hearing him just talk about it so honestly, he's just obsessed with basketball. And I think you and I, we love talking to others that are also obsessed with the game of basketball. It just makes everything a little bit more fun. And so thank you to everyone else that's obsessed with basketball, keeps soaking up our content and also listening to that Davion Mitchell conversation with all the sweet feedback. Thank you.
Well, Shams put out opening night of the schedule. The NBA season will be tipping off with two games, no Eastern Conference games. For opening night, we will feature the LA Lakers taking on the defending champion Denver Nuggets in a rematch of the NBA's Western Conference Finals. And you will also get Suns at Warriors on opening night. Morgan, I feel like the NBA crushed it with this opening night.
Oh, good.
I love these two games.
Why?
Well, look, you have to have the defending champs on.
Uh-huh. Yes, you should.
Opening night, you come out with a bang.
Uh-huh.
So having the defending champs take on the Lakers, a rematch of the conference finals, you've got star power, you have some storylines, especially with what went down in the conference finals last year.
Yeah.
That's great with me. And then the nightcap of Suns Warriors, you have Chris Paul taking on his former team. You realize that Kevin Durant has never played the Warriors on the road since leaving the Golden State Warriors?
Will he this time around as well?
That's a good point.
Seriously.
But he could. Yeah. And that would be the first time. So you have that angle. And then you just have the Suns with all the moves that they have made, almost a completely new team with Beal. You've got Booker, KD, Ayton, and then all those guys around him taking on a Golden State Warriors team, the new look Warriors with Chris Paul in the fold. That's what opening night's about. The star power, the drama, the storylines. I love that we're getting that opening night.
Okay, I'm with you. Just because obviously we have to break it down and critique, because I feel like that's what everyone has to do with that opening night schedule. Solid, well done, love it. And I love the angles with the Suns and the Warriors, the whole Chris Paul thing. I know the Kevin Durant thing, that to me is seriously like, well, we'll wait and see. You know, how is he feeling? How's his health? That's been the question over the years of why that hasn't happened. But yeah, with Chris Paul alone, I think we've heard these things over the summer, even with Steph and Clay and them all having their group chat together. And there's something there. Like they're
stop it.
When I say there's something there, they believe in themselves. I'm not sitting here acting like I believe in them, but also I am not going to ever count out Steph Curry until he shows me I can count him out.
I just don't get crazy about vibes in August, September.
Is it even a vibe though? It's not just a vibe.
Well, it's you're talking about them having a group chat and it seems like it's focused blah, blah, blah.
All right. It's a little bit of vibe.
You should be excited. It's the same thing come training camp. You know, every media day, you go around the league, unless there's drama.
Oh.
You go around the league, it's like, hey man, the vibes are good.
Yeah.
People are laughing. Mm. I'm like, yeah, because you haven't lost a game yet.
Yeah.
Of course.
You're going back to school. Everyone likes their teacher the first day. You like your classmates and who you're sitting. The smart kid. All right, cool. Like, we're going to get along. And then, you know.
The vibes are great.
Right.
You think you're going to get good grades?
Shit hits the fan when you start getting those D's and you try copying off smart kid. And smart kid's like, no, bro, get away from me. Like, I'm not doing all this work and you're just going to take away from me.
You know, I can't relate to this as someone who graduated with honors from college. It's just the whole
thing. Well, I took Japanese in high school and it was really hard. So, yes, I cheated on all my Japanese tests. I apologize. Don't cheat, kids.
You know any Japanese to this day?
Yeah. Anata wa Morgan-san.
What's that
Ichi,
mean?
Ni, san, chi, go. Okay. I just counted to five. I basically introduced myself.
That's what you got out of how many years of taking Japanese?
I think two.
Oh, wow. Let's give it up. The scholar.
And
Morgan
that's
Reagan.
Why you don't cheat on the test. So anyway.
The vibes are good.
Yes.
The vibes are awesome. Yeah. I think it's an intriguing opening night matchup. I think the league crushed it with that. But then you get to Christmas night. I'm opening up the gifts of these games. I'm like, this is what I got. That's what I get.
Wow.
Let's go over
spoiled
the
spoiled child over
yeah,
here.
Yes, I am. Ooh. Look, this is how the league looks at Christmas Day.
How?
It's like for them, the official start of the season. That's when the most eyeballs are typically on the product. Although things are changing now, right? Because the NFL decided, you know what, NBA, we're not letting you take a stranglehold of Christmas anymore.
So
it's going to be our day. So the league decides that they're going to put out this slate of games for Christmas Day, featuring the Bucks taking on the Knicks.
Okay.
The Sixers taking on the defending Eastern Conference champion, Miami Heat. The Celtics and the Lakers. Mavs, Suns, Warriors, Nuggets. Morgan, I know a lot of Kings fans were wondering, and I mentioned it too. Could the Kings end up being on Christmas Day? They're not part of the Christmas Day games. What did you make of the Christmas Day schedule? You cool with Bucks, Knicks?
Okay, yeah, go down the list. So Bucks, Knicks, I'm fine with because you
simple.
Got Giannis and you got obviously Madison Square Garden. Boom.
New York gets it no matter what. And like, let's be honest,
cool
they had a
that.
Good team last year. Jalen Brunson.
I'm cool with that.
Randall,
and I'm
Giannis.
I'm not even counting the team. I am just literally stating like what their brand is.
Yes, you have one of the league's most popular players in Giannis playing in New York Christmas Day.
Great.
Cool. Sixers Heat.
Joel Embiid, obviously the reigning MVP. We all want to see what he's going to do next. We love a little bit of the James Harden drama. We don't even know what's going to be happening with that at that point. And you have to have the Miami Heat in the schedule somewhere.
You do. And I'm sure the league's like crossing their fingers like, hey, Portland, you want to get that deal done? Can you get Dame in Miami? Because that'd be more fun for this game.
I'm sure it would.
But I don't have a problem with this game because of what you just mentioned. Like, You want your defending MVP on Christmas Day and the defending Eastern Conference champion. Okay. Celtics, Lakers.
Iconic. And on top of that, they're both solid. Like, it's not like one team's like, oh, God, you just got a really bad Lakers team. It's no, this Lakers team keeps building, trying to be something else, especially in this offseason. And then the Celtics with the addition of KP and all the things that are mixed up there. I'm cool with that.
These two organizations have history. They have a rivalry. They were both in the conference finals last year. No, bro. I have zero problem with Celtics, Lakers.
I know this
Mavs,
one.
Suns.
Oh, my God.
No.
Oh, my God. Just for, don't.
No, hear me out. Don't. This is very easy.
Oh.
The league missed so hard on this one.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's not even funny.
Be nice.
You do not get a Christmas Day game when you win 38 games a year before. And you could tell me, but Luka and Kyrie. No. Yeah, I'm aware. Those guys actually played together last year, right? Trade deadline on. They played together. And that team finished 38-44. You don't get a Christmas Day game. I don't care about the star power in this one. You don't get a Christmas Day game when you finish below 500. You don't even make the play-in. I could rattle off five other teams more deserving of a Christmas Day game than the Dallas Mavericks. And I get it. It's star power. It's the Luka Kyrie
That's
dynamic
what it is.
Taking on the Phoenix Suns. Oh, KD and Kyrie, they go way back. They did not deserve a game. And I'm going to go to the last game, and then we're going to circle back. The last game of the night, Warriors Nuggets. Duh. The Warriors are going to play star power. Defending champs are going to play on Christmas too. Jokic.
Totally cool with that. Love it.
Morgan.
Oh, he's going back to Mav Suns.
The move was this.
Oh, he's going to tell us what the move was.
The move should have been Suns Nuggets, a rematch of their playoff series.
Okay.
Both teams hopefully at full strength. And then it should have been a nightcap Kings Warriors. And it's... This is not even a, as I wear a Kings hat and a Kings shirt and have Kings shit behind
it. Kings logo.
I'm aware.
You goddamn homer. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, my bad. It's not even because of that.
Okay.
Take that away, Morgan.
I'm wearing
I'll put an NBA hat on right now.
Okay.
Pretend.
I think you have
one. I do have one that I can put on. that playoff series was fantastic last year.
And now, I mean, and that's, tell me if I'm wrong in the chat, anyone, but, or in the comments, but like that goes for around the NBA, right? I think that the story of the Kings, like everyone was excited about the Kings and the story, whatever. So it was like something everyone was connecting to as NBA fans, as basketball fans. And then on top of that, it ended up going to a 7-game series that was emotional and exciting and had the drama of Draymond and Sabonis. Like, there was drama all the above.
Imagine selling that on Christmas, the storyline of the rematch of the compelling first-round series by the way, got monster ratings. And this is my problem with the league. They're always late to the party on teams. They focus so much on stars, name, value, instead of going, hey, Christmas night when all the eyeballs are on, everyone's going to watch the Warriors anyway. Let's have them play the Kings and let's shine a light on a team that was number three in the West.
How many like companies and agencies and all these people out in these corporations go, they have 100,000 followers, so they're probably really good at their job and we want them. Like, that's just how businesses view things, and they view when they see the name Luka and Kyrie, they don't give a shit about the product on the floor. They just see the name. They see the number in those influencers. You know what I mean?
I get that.
And I'm not saying I'm with you. They're going to be late to the party. It's like, be cool. Be like into indie music and like understand what's cool before everyone else realizes it. I don't know how to explain but basically, you're not being cool, NBA.
But that's the other thing. It's not even a big stretch to say Kings Warriors would have been a good Christmas Day game. It's like these two teams played a 7-game series that ended with Steph Curry dropping 50 points on the road. You mentioned the drama with Sabonis and with Draymond. Just these up and coming teams, and it's still so you still have the Warriors. This was a simple fix. The Mavs did not need to get a Christmas Day game. And had they been a team that made the playoffs, been above 500, did something in the playoffs? No. At the end of the season, Luka, in April, while everyone else is playing games, they were in off-season mode. I don't care. I don't care about that. I think it's a short-sighted way for the league.
I agree. You know how I feel about this world and how they do shit. Yes, I am 100% with you.
The other thing that I think the league misses is you want to start highlighting the next crop of stars, right? Yep. Of course, Luka's a star. We know this.
Yep.
Kyrie's got a huge name in the league. De'Aaron Fox is a rising name in this league. Why not put him in a prime spot against the Golden State Warriors? Let me know in the comments, too, or give us feedback if you're listening to the audio of this, if I am being too dramatic with this. I just think, number one, the playoff matchup was great. The Kings were one of the best teams in the West last year. They had clearly an entertaining style of ball, one of the best offenses in league history. Having them on Christmas Day makes far more sense than putting the Dallas Mavericks on.
I don't think there's anything wrong with what you're saying. And sadly, I think because I have conformed to the norms of how these big companies go. Ugh, that's so disgusting even to say. No, but like I can say, just listen. I can sit here and say like, I get it, even though I do not think it's right. And I wish I wasn't sitting here saying, I get it. Like that just, NBA is better than that, in my opinion.
Morgan's going to take it.
What?
I'm going to be the voice for the voiceless. I'm going to be with you.
Okay.
Yeah. I will speak up. And she'll be like, no, but I get it. Yeah, I get it too, I guess. I get it. It just, I don't think it's right. And I think the league needs to adjust a little
bit. Should we boycott?
No, I'll be watching all the stupid games.
I will be too.
Selfishly, like, do I want the Kings to play on Christmas? I actually think it would be kind of fun. It's been a long time. The last time was 2003.
Christmas Eve is your favorite day, not Christmas. So it's like, you wouldn't care.
Right.
So, and by the way, how funny would it be if Mavs Suns end up being this like iconic Christmas Day game? How funny would that be? Then you'd have to eat your hat.
I would not. I would still say Warriors.
And put on your NBA hat.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
over
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So the full schedule will come out next week.
Yeah.
We'll do a bonus pod on the schedule.
Okay. Are we going to go back to every single game?
No, but I'll go over my top five games to watch.
I love this. It's, you know what's so funny? I feel like some people do that shit for, I need to stop cussing. Some people do that stuff for just content, but you truly, you find so much joy Every year when the schedule comes out, I swear you do like your top five or your top 10. Yeah. And you have so much fun going through it. Where for me, I don't feel the passion of saying like, oh, I'm so excited for these games. I'm excited for certain games when I'm 15 games into the season and I see like what's at hand and what's going to be the competition.
So the next thing to look at now for me is like, all right, how many nationally televised games? The rumors there are the Kings should get around 8. And when you talk about nationally televised games, we're talking TNT, ESPN, ABC. That's what I consider national. I don't consider the NBA TV ones, although NBA TV does have select games, the center court games, where they send broadcasters to cover that. So I don't know. I think the Kings are going to have far more. But again, I don't think it's going to be enough because I think the league is always a year behind. That's my take. They're always a year behind on these teams that are really compelling. And maybe it's just this, Morgan, that the league's like, all right, yeah, they had a good year last year. Let's see if they can prove it. Which is annoying to me.
But you know that's what everyone's doing. That's what advertisers are doing in Kingsland. That's what everyone is. They're like, they're not necessarily asking the question, was that a fluke? They're just like, can they do that again on the biggest stage, you know, in the NBA, the best league in the world? Can they do that again? I mean, I'm going to obviously say yes because of them proving my ass wrong so much last year.
You had to get a tattoo because
I literally had to get a tattoo. But I loved what they were capable of doing, and I'm so excited. I love seeing teams grow off of what they created. And I think the Kings are going to be one of those teams that actually execute and succeed at that.
Stop talking about it. I'm getting too excited.
All right. Well, I'm done talking about it.
Dude. They're going to be good, man.
Okay, stop. No, we're not doing this right now.
We got a long time to go.
Yeah, I know. Like, stop getting
it. They're going to be good, man.
You were getting excited about, like, second round picks, like, during the summer. Like, you got to pump the brakes. Be optimistic, but, like,
I'll be a coward like Morgan.
That's not a coward. It's called being realistic, and sometimes I'll land you a tattoo.
The next thing we have to talk about, the Kings did make some news today. They re-signed third-year big man Nemias Keita. He was on a two-way deal the last 2 years with the Sacramento Kings, so he split time between the Stockton Kings in the G League and, of course, the Sacramento Kings. We were kind of uncertain if he was going to be back or not because the Kings ended up bringing in Nerlens Noel on a free agent deal. Nerlens Noel's deal is not fully guaranteed, and now we're getting details about Nemias Keita's deal. It's a two-year deal, but there's definitely some things in here that he has to reach to get it fully guaranteed. This year, $250,000 guaranteed for camp.
Okay, love it.
What a deal.
Oh, my God.
$250,000?
For 1 week.
No, that's longer than that. In preseason, a couple weeks.
Okay.
Still, yeah. Yeah, sign me up. Can I just be a camp body and get $250K?
I'll do anything.
And the Mias Keita, if he's on the opening night roster, gets an additional $500,000.
Love it.
And that deal becomes fully guaranteed for the year by January 10th. So they would have to decide whether or not they're going to pick up the rest of the season on January 10th.
Okay.
Now, if he makes it through that, the next season is non-guaranteed. It becomes guaranteed, though. $1 million, over $1 million, would be guaranteed July 10th, so next offseason, and that deal would be fully guaranteed on January 10th, 2025. So the whole point there is, I think you look at Noel's deal and Namias Keita's deal, and you go, oh, these two are going to be battling it out for a roster spot.
Yeah. Yeah. Great. I love that. Because a few things. I think you and I have seen over these last couple of years with Namias Keita, we've seen improvement. But then we also haven't, and we've said this over and over, so I'm not going to just like go into full detail, but we've said this so many times, like we didn't see pure dominance at times from Namias Keita in the G League. And then there was other times like he would have a stretch of five games and it was just like, no one could get by him. His presence was felt. His footwork looked great. It's also been a weird couple years too, right? That first year with it being that COVID year, he was on and off.
That first year was like, you almost have to throw away.
I want to in so many ways, but it does suck because of the timeline of this, right? And so they're giving him, you could even say like a longer leash and giving him this opportunity to battle it out with Nerlens Noel in training camp. But I'm curious how it's going to go with the experience, the NBA experience being Nerlens Noel and the G League experience being Namias Keita and what that's going to look like in the training camp. And you have a thinner frame compared to a thicker frame of a man. And yeah, I can't sit here right now and break it down and tell you what it's going to be like. Because like I said, every year we've seen improvement from Namias Keita. So did he do something in this offseason to also go into this training camp a little bit more ready?
And his summer league got cut short, right? And we saw the summer league was interesting too, because it's similar to what you saw in the G League where there's some games like, oh my God, he just took over this game. And then there are other games like, oh, there's too much foul trouble.
Uh-huh.
But last year in the G League, a really good year for him overall, 17.7 points, 8.7 rebounds, just under 3 assists, 2 blocks per game. Yeah, I'm glad you brought up the first year because it's like, he was called up so much to Sacramento and not playing and
not getting NBA minutes or G League minutes.
So you're chilling. And I'm not acting like he's not doing anything. I mean, but you need to play games to get better.
Game minutes.
Yeah. And he wasn't getting that in Sacramento or Stockton a lot in his first year. Last year, much more time in the G League. And I think you started to see it pay off. I remember we had conversations with old Stockton Kings coach Bobby Jackson.
Yeah.
And Bobby loves Namias because he's such a good team guy. He wants to do the right thing out there. His biggest thing is he wants Namias to be a little more mean.
Nasty
out there.
Yes.
And play with that level of aggressiveness. Because when you see it, you're like, you see an NBA guy in there.
Yes.
And
it's all there.
His ability to score is super efficient inside. Mm-hmm. A good rim protector. I think he moves a lot better than people give him credit for, too.
And it kept getting better, right? But then,
he's got some passing ability. He can hit a jumper at the elbow. I think the Kings would love for him to be the guy that wins that job over Noel because they've invested in him. He's younger. And it would just be a great story if he could turn into being like a legit NBA big.
Yeah, and I mean, even as his health goes, I know we saw this summer league, he had that injury, but besides that, he's been a healthy big, and that's a really positive thing to have as a player at this level. I'm with you. I think if he even improves on what Bobby Jackson was talking about with us, and that was like showing a little bit more nasty, being a little bit more assertive, and really that could even just go to having more confidence, then yeah, he can really fight for the spot.
And it's what training camp's about. I mean, you think about, I feel like I'm writing an episode of Hard Knocks NBA edition here, but you have Nerlens Noel, the vet, who hasn't played much the last couple of years, fighting for his NBA future, right?
Yeah.
And then you have Namias Keita, this young big who's been in that G League journey, trying to fight and get a full-time spot. He has it. It's like money in the bank, right? They're climbing the ladder. They're going at it.
Oh, it's just,
it's for that. So
it's Nerlens Noel and Namias Keita?
That's actually what happens at the end of a preseason. They put a ladder in the middle of the practice facility with the contract hanging in the air. And whoever gets it, you win the deal.
I see.
But my whole point is
he
has a chance at a full-time contract where he's been on a two-way contract the last couple of years. He's fighting for an NBA job. So that's what training camp is about for these guys kind of on the fringe.
And I just have to sprinkle this in because I do think this is important with especially the type of people that Monty McNair and Mike Brown like to have around their organization. He's such a good person.
Yeah.
He's such a good person. And I know that only goes so far with some, you know, of sports people out there that are like, but what can he do on the floor? And I get that. But there also is value in having a good teammate within the locker room too. So
last thing we have to talk about on a segment I'd like to call, you should listen to this.
Oh, what? This is a segment.
Yeah.
You should listen to this.
During the off season, I try to consume much different content than maybe I, you know, during the regular season, we're so busy doing our own content. We're sprinkling in other stuff. We got a lot going on.
Yeah.
I've been listening a lot to podcast Pete Paul George's podcast.
Dude, he's killing it.
It's so good.
Consistent. His conversations are great. Fantastic.
His crew, the guys he's with, great. They're funny. He just had Klay Thompson on the other day, which was a great episode.
Yeah.
The Kings got mentioned a couple of times. Here's what Klay Thompson had to say about the Warriors season and the battle with Sacramento.
Proud of the way we fought, though. We made it, you know, we beat a tough Sacramento team. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was crazy last year. You could tell they hadn't been in the playoffs in 16 years. Like, God damn, they were, it was loud. I haven't heard of that loud since since Cleveland days, like 2016. Game 4, like 6 in the finals. It was loud in there. And they're a pesky team. They got some quick guards and some bonus. So it was good beat them. I'm sure they won't be going nowhere. It might be at the helm, but.
So, yeah, there's Klay Thompson talking about the Sacramento Kings, that playoff series. I don't know, man. It's always cool to hear someone like him give some love. Like, that team's really good.
Yeah.
And that atmosphere. How about him saying he has not been in an atmosphere like that since the 2016 NBA Finals?
In Sacramento, we all talked about it too, how special it was. All these things players have talked about, getting chills coming out of the tunnel and everything. But when you hear it, not only from around the league, but from players in this league, that's really cool. The impact that was felt, that home court advantage was really there.
Still going to boo the hell out of him when he comes to Golden One, I'll tell you that.
I don't care how much I like him.
The other cool thing, they started to draft a lineup.
Yeah.
Of the best shooters by position in the game. And of course, Paul George, Klay Thompson, they know about shooting a little bit.
They do.
So Paul George got to the point where he picked Keegan Murray on his squad. And here's the conversation about Keegan.
I'm going to go. This is a sleeper. I'm going to go Keegan Murray.
Yeah, he can shoot.
He's elite at the 3-point.
He is.
Like, such an early. And hopefully this is not just one of those one-offs where he just has a hell of a rookie season.
Nah, he's going to be a good player.
But he's got a cannon. He can shoot the shit out of it.
And he's 6'9", 6'10".
Big wing. Yeah. He's elite.
He was great in the playoffs, too. For a rookie that's a lot to make that impact.
Right.
Couldn't leave him. Measure a guy like how comfortable you feel leaving him open. You know? I don't feel comfortable leaving Murray open. Like,
at all.
Yeah.
At all.
It's going in, you know?
Even if he's semi, like.
Yeah.
He's still cashing it.
Yeah. That's a good one.
All right, you're at the 4.
So there's.
I love that's his measuring stick. Like, how comfortable do you feel? I don't feel comfortable leaving him open. That's great. I mean, and that's when that happens, this is where, and obviously Keegan Murray has a different mentality as a younger player in this league. He understands he has to take the next step. So what was he practicing this offseason to make that shot when someone is just hounding you, right? It everything becomes harder. The way that you come off a screen, the way that you fight through the physicality. So, that's cool that he made the list.
I'm super excited to see Keegan this year.
Do you think
there's too much being made of that? Maybe potential of a year two jump. I think for me, I think realistically, I'm not even concerned about is he going to take I think he's going to be better in year two.
Sure.
This is a long-term thing. Like, I want Keegan to be an all-star level player. That doesn't have to happen next year.
No. Because here's the teams are going to defend him just like we were just talking about. Teams are going to look at him differently. They're going to defend him differently. And that alone is going to, at times, slow down his game or adjust his game or however you want to put it. But it's how he takes on those challenges and learns from them going forward, like you said, for the process, for the growth, not just necessarily for the next game. How does he get better? It's like some other team's going to throw something else at you. You got to just have patience and keep growing from each of those things thrown at you.
And he's going to throw some different shit at teams too, right?
Absolutely.
Like, we talked to Davion about this and he's like, yeah, he was showing more, not only in those scrimmages we saw in the California Classic. He's clearly added to his game. He seems more confident. So I think he's going to have a good year. I think he's going to be a good player in the NBA. And I thought it was really cool to hear Klay Thompson, Paul George talk about him. So if you haven't checked that out, we'll drop a link in the bio too. Paul George's podcast is awesome.
Yeah.
As if we're going to throw a whole bunch of people out there. They get millions of downloads. Look,
if you haven't heard of this secret podcast by an NBA player.
But there's weirdos on Twitter and stuff that are just sharing other people's content without actually sharing the links to the videos and sharing how to consume this content, or even people taking screenshots of athletic articles and just posting them and making money off of that, when really put the link out there, you guys. Put the link with the content if you're going to. No, it's as a creator, I hate when I see that. And I think it's very important for people to, I don't care if it's Paul George's podcast or not, and he has millions of people listening. Make sure you're just giving credit where credit's due.
Is that your PSA on?
It is
supporting creators in 2023.
100. Support the right way. I mean, my God, like you're not even paying money. Just like put the damn link with the clip.
Well, hopefully you enjoyed this bonus pod. We appreciate you guys supporting the content. If you're watching on YouTube, hit the thumbs up. Make sure you're subscribed. If you're listening to the audio version, drop us a review on the Apple Podcast Store or Spotify. We love you guys, but we got to go.
You all have a wonderful rest of your day. See ya.
Deuce and Mo, they tell you what they know. Deuce and Mo, the podcast that you know. Deuce and Mo.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.